We left Linda Lynch standing outside a locked building. We're sorry about that, Linda.
It felt warmer than 12.
Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group, and it's Tech Time on the Tony Connelly Morning Show. And as I've been mentioning about the weather, the major roads are plowed, but out where you and I live, not so good yet.
No, not so good. They've been plowed, but there's still a lot of ice on them.
Yes. So drive slowly and carefully.
Yes.
Wanted to ask you, I received a phone call from a good friend who owns a small business down in the Mount Clemens area, and he owns a landscaping business, and all the paperwork and all the payroll and messages and emails and his what he just can't do it anymore, and he's got different people doing this and different people doing that, and he needs to get organized, and he think it's helping his bottom line. It's very time-consuming. What can this gentleman do? He's a good friend of mine named Dave, as a matter of fact. What can he do?
Well, I would sit down and talk to someone. I mean, I assume some of this is on a computer, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
But I would sit down with a technology company that works with small businesses and ask them how they can organize things better, what changes they need to make to improve their business processes, and go from there.
He mentioned he'd been having a difficult time with his bookkeeping and getting his receipts and that stuff taken care of. Also, his payroll. As a matter of fact, he needed to do payroll, but he was an hour and a half away. And so he needed to have access to everything, and he doesn't. He's lost.
So that's when I might recommend that he look at moving some of the things he does into the cloud so that he can do them from where he happens to be and not necessarily in his office. Then the problem may become, where's the paper? Because he may need access to things that are on paper in his office in order to do payroll. So that may mean looking at, if people are filling out timesheets on paper, what kind of system could you put in place where they do their timesheets electronically so he has access to those wherever he is? Without knowing the details, it's hard to know exactly. But, if it is on paper, can they be scanned and uploaded to somewhere so that they can be viewed from wherever he happens to be and he's not tied to his office?
And as I look at this email, he mentions also he saw a commercial for one of those programs where you can access your home computer from your laptop or do those work?
Sure they work. Yeah. I mean, Log Me In is a program that allows you to access a computer from somewhere else. So it could be as simple as that. Uh-huh. Maybe it's not a full-blown cloud solution. Maybe he just needs to be able to remote into the computer in the office from wherever he happens to be.
How hard is that to do and what's required?
Well, a high-speed internet connection is required. That's the most important thing. But it's not hard. You just install a piece of software. There's a monthly fee involved, but you install the software on the machine you want to remote into, and the one you're going to I'm not exactly sure if you have to install it on the one you're using to remote in with, or if it's web-based, because I don't use that particular piece of software. Uh-huh. But you just have to load something on the computer you want to access and know how to access it remotely.
What's best, high-speed internet? Is it through the cable? Is it through satellite dish? Can they both be good?
Satellite is not the best. The download speeds for satellite are not too bad, but the upload speeds are terrible. So what will happen is when you're remoting in to actually do a lot of work where the information has to flow both ways, it's different than web browsing where it's mostly just coming down to you, you will not be happy. You'll get frustrated rather quickly. So something like cable will be a much more satisfactory experience.
And he's been traveling around the state to work, and he just wanted an opinion about the GoToMeeting type of service that's available. Does that work? Can you pick up that connection if you have good high speed? you know, those GoToMeeting.com where you can meet with someone else. Do those kind of services work?
Yeah, they work. And I probably almost every week attend some kind of meeting through GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar. They're the same depending on how big a meeting you're going to have. But they allow you to share your screen with the other people who are accessing the meeting so that they can see whatever it is you're presenting. So they work very well. There's, a 30-day free trial of services like that, so you can try them out. You even hold a meeting with the trial to make sure it's going to work for you before you sign up.
What's the percentage of meetings like that that you attend as opposed to being there in person?
Well, I attend more virtually than I do in person.
And that's got to be more effective for time, huh?
I could attend a couple every day virtually if I wanted to. I get meeting requests from vendors a lot, so and that's how they're doing all of that.
KX Technology provides us all of our computer needs here and in our home office. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. It's been tech time, and for people who want more information about how to get their business act together, where can they go?
They can give me a call at 517-333-6540.